So scientists at Oklahoma State University are developing new drones to gather information from more parts of the Earth's atmosphere. This will help forecasters improve predictions about local weather conditions. Jamie Jacob is an aerospace engineer and a professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at Oklahoma State University. He leads the university's Unmanned Systems Research Institute. He and other scientists at the university are developing small drones that do not cost a lot of money, but can fly for hours, gathering information from many atmospheric levels. He spoke to VOA on Skype. Oklahoma is a really good example, because even though we're already a very weather dynamic state, Oklahoma only has 2 balloon launches a day, one at dawn and one at dusk, from a single location in the state. And that's where all the weather forecasting information comes from. So that data is really sparse, and it's difficult for meteorologists that are developing these forecasting models to get a very good idea about how that weather is changing from this very limited number of data points. Philip Chilson is a professor of meteorology at Oklahoma State University. He says the drone program should give researchers a low-cost way of understanding storms better and improve computer-based forecasting. The scientists have developed a round drone that can fly, hover, roll on the ground, and then take off again. These abilities are needed for a drone to fly in storms. Professor Chilson says the drone can measure atmospheric conditions, send live video to forecasters, and help search for people hurt in storms. He spoke to VOA on Skype. Our real goal is to try to develop systems that really, I don't want to say replace, but there may be that possibility of replacing weather balloons, but currently augmenting them, so increasing the capabilities. Researchers say they still have a lot of work to do before the drones are ready. That includes making sure the drones know how to stay away from other planes. They say it could be 2 years until a drone can safely examine Earth's lower atmosphere.